Chapter 19, Judas. The Jewish rulers had been anxious to get Jesus into their power, but for fear of raising a tumult among the people, they had not dared to take him openly. So they had sought someone who would secretly betray him, and had found in Judas, one of the 12 disciples, the man who would do this base act. Judas had naturally a strong love for money, but he had not always been wicked and corrupt enough to do such a deed as this. He had fostered the evil spirit of avarice until it had become the ruling motive of his life, and he could now sell his Lord for 30 pieces of silver, about $17, the price of a slave. Exodus 21:28-32. He could now betray the Savior with a kiss in Gethsemane. But he followed every step of the Son of God as he went from the garden to the trial before the Jewish rulers. He had no thought that the Savior would allow the Jews to kill him, as they had threatened to do. At every moment he expected to see him released and protected by divine power, as had been done in the past. But as the hours went by and Jesus quietly submitted to all the indignities that were heaped upon him, a terrible fear came to the traitor that he had indeed betrayed his master to his death. As the trial drew to a close, Judas could endure the torture of his guilty conscience no longer. All at once there rang through the hall a hoarse voice, which sent a thrill of terror to the hearts of all present. "He is innocent! Spare him, O Caiaphas! He has done nothing worthy of death!" The tall form of Judas was then seen, pressing through the startled crowd. His face was pale and haggard, and large drops of sweat stood on his forehead. Rushing to the throne of judgment, he threw down before the high priest the pieces of silver that had been the price of his Lord's betrayal. He eagerly grasped the robe of Caiaphas and begged him to release Jesus, declaring that he had done no wrong. Caiaphas angrily shook him off and said with scorn, "What is that to us? See thou to that." Matthew 27:4. Judas then threw himself at the Savior's feet. He confessed that Jesus was the Son of God and begged him to deliver himself from his enemies. The Savior knew that Judas did not really repent for what he had done. The false disciple feared that punishment would come upon him for his terrible deed, but he felt no real sorrow because he had betrayed the spotless Son of God. Yet Christ spoke to him no word of condemnation. He looked with pity upon Judas and said, "For this hour came I into the world." A murmur of surprise ran through the assembly. With amazement they beheld the forbearance of Christ towards his betrayer. Judas saw that his entreaties were in vain, and he rushed from the hall. "It is too late! It is too late!" He felt that he could not live to see Jesus crucified, and in despair went out and hanged himself. Later that same day, on the road from Pilate's judgment hall to Calvary, the wicked throng were leading the Savior to the place of crucifixion. Suddenly there came an interruption to their shouts and jeers. As they passed a retired spot, they saw at the foot of a lifeless tree the dead body of Judas. It was a revolting sight. His weight had broken the cord by which he had hanged himself to the tree. In falling, his body had been horribly mangled, and the dogs were now devouring it. His remains were immediately buried out of sight, but there was less mockery, and many a pale face revealed the fearful thoughts within. Retribution seemed already to be visiting those who were guilty of the blood of Jesus.